My name is Mayo Nishkian, and I'm a fisherwoman in Bristol Bay. My partner and I bought a set net operation 3 years ago, the same one that him and his brother have been crewing for 4 and 7 years. We fish at a pilot point, traditional lands of the Sukpiak, for a month and a half of the summer. We spend our winters in Kinnick, Alaska, on traditional lands of the Dena'ina Athabascan peoples. For me, fishing is about spending time on the water, having a physical exchange of labor for salmon, feeling empowered to do what men typically think a woman can't do, and this year, it's also become about learning the stories of the people whose land we live on for the summer. To me, this is a vital part of finding a connection to the land, water, salmon, and also to commercial fishing. Sukpiak people stewarded this land and waters that we fish on for thousands of years before white people came along, and that's the reason that the salmon are here now. The salmon that we connect with, that give us our livelihoods, that give us the ability to get paid to do what we love. We are all so incredibly lucky to be a part of this fishery. I am eternally grateful to the foresight of the older generations of Alaska Native people of Bristol Bay, because they are the reason we are able to be here now. I also see the destruction that we inflict now on this special place, and it makes me sad. I see trash floating in the water, I hear gunshots as seals eat their last salmon, I see whales washed up on shore, hundreds of dead birds struggling and floating into our nets, thousands of dead sockeye in water too hot to make it upstream. I wonder how long will Bristol Bay salmon last before humans destroy them and their habitat? Will we allow greed to destroy everything? Will we allow a mine to destroy everything? This year we almost didn't come out fishing. We heard the voices of tribal organizations asking for the fishery to come to a halt. These villages are now filled with thousands of people who are spreading coronavirus to the same villages that are still impacted by the effects of a pandemic almost 100 years ago. It seemed as though those requests went unheard by the governor and the state, so we waited to hear from Pilot Point City and Tribal Council. After we got word that they wanted us to come out, we made our decision. We chartered a flight from Anchorage, so we didn't have to go in any airport, got tested before we left, quarantined for 2 weeks before we came and after we arrived, and are doing all we can to keep each other and local people safe. As I hear cases emerging every day in Dillingham and Naknek, I continue to worry about how COVID might impact these communities and Bristol Bay in the future. I also have concerns for processor workers stuck on a boat or in a cannery with seemingly little protection against the virus in an industry that has bad records as a whole of how their workers are treated. Are we as fishers looking out for those who make our livelihoods possible? We can't do this without processor workers. We can't do this without local peoples. We can't do this without Indigenous peoples. We have a responsibility to look out for each other, help each other, stand up for each other when the time comes. That means respecting tribal sovereignty, listening to the voices of Indigenous peoples of this land, protecting the environment, fighting against pebble mine, paying cannery workers fair wages, treating fisherwomen with respect, and so much more. I only hope that this is what our future looks like, a fishery that is built on community. A community of locals and non-locals, men and women, native and non-native, young and old, coming together in support and collected solidarity for each other and for the salmon and the lifestyle that we all love.